This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. The cause of some illnesses can only be removed by the knife of the doctor. When he operates, he doesn't cut to hurt, but to heal. Similarly, when God saw Israel's drastic spiritual condition, he prescribed the painful experience of the captivity in order to heal and restore them. The prophet Micah proclaims this impending judgment. But shining through the dismal forecast was the promise of healing and restoration. Micah teaches us to let God choose the discipline suited for your deliverance. Don't try to be delivered from the discipline. Deliverance comes through the discipline. Did you get that? Don't try to be delivered from the discipline. Deliverance comes through the discipline. It's best to endure it. Thank God for it. Confess, because I have sinned against him, I will bear the Lord's wrath until he pleads my case and establishes my right. He will bring me out into the light. I will see his righteousness. Who is a God like you who pardons sin and forgives the transgression of the remnant of his inheritance? You do not stay angry forever, but delight to show mercy. You will again have compassion on us. You will tread our sins underfoot and hurl all our iniquities into the depths of the sea. If you think the Old Testament teaches a God of wrath, reflect on these verses. God wants to forgive and restore. Turn to him, trust in him, and he will do it for you as well. If you'd like to review this message, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org, and click on the archives.